All right. So the next section he has entitled Grace Overcoming Evil. And he begins this by saying that the Apostle Paul issues a simple but extraordinary command in Romans 12:14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Right. So that's
eye for an eye.
Yeah. Yeah. So simple but extraordinary. True. Right. So Thomas Schuldiner calls this one of the most revolutionary statements in the New Testament, he tells us. Its ubiquitous deployment in the lives of the early Christians help explain why Christianity forever changed the world that we live in. Yet how have Christians been consistently enabled to live this way, he asks? Well, the only explanation is found in grace, God's grace, right? God enables us. He allows us. He strengthens us. He encourages us. He gives us the ability to live through this through these types of situations. He tells us that the transforming grace that saves sinners is the same grace that sanctifies them. Grace is invested with a preternatural, indeed an otherworldly divine power that enables believers to endure suffering and to conquer any evil set before them. So God's grace, right? Somebody has said, and I'm sure you've heard this before, God's grace, it graces God's riches at Christ's expense, right? Grace. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's how we can share. It's that, God takes the worst parts of me for himself, and then gives me the best parts of himself to change me, to clean out the temple and to rip the veil, and then I'm able to stand, with God as a son or daughter of God. It's what Genesis 3, all throughout the Old Testament, points towards. The cross exemplifies, and then the church extols it. It declares this is the culmination of human history. This is the glory that we've experienced. And so, it's in the suffering of Christ and the suffering of our own nature that we experience the joy and almost with a unbalanced view is that when we experience this type of joy, our the pain that we experienced seems to almost flip and we kind of look back and we can see the reasons for walking in that for the period of time that we did.
Yeah.
All right, so anyone who has come to Christ under the promise that life will be peaches and cream has been sold a bill of goods.
Yeah, probably it doesn't work that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right, yep. You believe, and then you can, walk through the fire literally. Yeah. Look at the early church. The early church, the earliest church. So Christ goes in the heavens, I'll be back. Angels say, what are you doing here? Go. You got the Great Commission, go. Yeah. And what happens? Well, 100 people go and wait for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and then it expands. But it expands in what? It expands into a nation that is conquered by Romans, that is persecuting them on behalf of the Romans are persecuting on behalf of the Jewish state. The Jewish state rebels and then literally all hell breaks loose on the nation of Jerusalem. Temple's burnt down. The warning in Hebrews of you can't go back to the temple are even more told you can't go back to the temple because not one brick is laid upon another and it's all burnt down. It's what Jesus predicted
would do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, would happen rather. Right. Yeah.
But unfortunately, or fortunately for us, the temple is built in the hearts of those 100 people and then 1,000 and they do what? They go out into the world. So through that suffering, grace abounds. And what do we see? We see there's no taking up arms. There's no I am Spartacus. There's no I'm being persecuted, so let's band together and get our sabers and
throw off the shackles. Yes, and fight. And yeah.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose but your change. No, it's people see the Christians burning in Nero's garden. They're being eaten by lions. They're forgiving their enemies. And what's happening? Well, it's not going away. I keep rubbing the oil spot and it keeps growing bigger. This shouldn't be happening. Unlike certain other religions that conquered by the sword or had the fruitless ability to not be persecuted, Christianity experienced great growth in that time period. And I'm not saying we should ever return to that.
And we might even say as a result of the persecution. Right. Right? Yeah.
I mean, you see faith in action in that point. Something bad is happening, but we're looking towards the culmination of human history when Christ will come again. And the return of not the garden, but a better garden that is set up for us, where we have direct relational communication with the God that saves us. Mm-hmm. So once we come to Christ, the battle has only just begun.
Right.
But we are already assured victory even before the landing craft spills us out onto the beachhead. The superior power the Holy Spirit presents with us on D-Day enables us to press forward off the beaches towards final destination, where the V-Day banners will wave proudly.
That's right.